But the bottom line is, by 1995, there were no more weapons in Iraq. There were no more documents in Iraq. There was no more production capability in Iraq because we were monitoring the totality of Iraq's industrial infrastructure with the most technologically advanced, the most intrusive arms control regime in the history of arms control. And we knew that while we couldn't account for everything that the Iraqis had sent to us, we could only account for 95%, we knew that A, we had no evidence of a retained capability, and B, no evidence that Iraq was reconstituted. And furthermore, the CIA knew this, the British intelligence knew this, Israeli intelligence knew this, German intelligence, the whole world knew this. They weren't going to say that Iraq was disarmed, because nobody could say that. But they definitely knew that the Iraqi capability regarding WMD had been reduced to as near to zero as you could bring it, and that Iraq represented a threat to no one when it came to weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, why should the spirit of the old free world be under the rule of America? Look what happened to Iraq then. Is the Bush soldier coming just to march them down? So why should the spirit of the old free world be under the rule of America? Yes, why should the spirit of the old free world be under the rule of America?
You are the Babylon.